Be'ezer Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Mem Zayin is a brief one, considering that we really summarized the issues already in the past about baby wipes. And I'd like to make one point about baby wipes from our Gemara. We discussed in the past, in halacha from the Daily Dive, a overview of the different opinions in regards to baby wipes on Shabbos. And I'd just like to deal with the psak that is quoted in the fantastic sefer Yesodei Halacha from Rabbi Avadya Yosef's son, Rav Yaakov Yosef Shlita, that the Mechaber, Rav Devir, quotes from him, that maybe one could look at our Gemara and see in a different light. On page Kuf Ayin in the Sefer Yesodei Halacha, Rav Devir summarizes many of the issues that come up in regards to baby wipes. He makes a point that I think is a brilliant point, and that is there are many opinions who hold that the Isser of Dosh is only from Gidule Karka, and therefore he points out that if the baby wipes would be made from synthetic material, so then in such a case, it already would only be an Isser Derabbanan, and it could very well be Letzara Choli, there would be a lot of room to be Matir with a Shinui. This was something when I was in Camp Hask, I pointed out in the world of theory that would be a halachic innovation. However, he points out that not all poskim paskin that dash is only on those things that are gedule karka. Dash could also be on things that are not gedule karka as well, according to some. He then goes on and quotes Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Shlita in the name of his father Chacham Avadya, that since the baby wipe is not entirely full of water, and then in such a case, it's not a psik resha, it's not inevitable that the water is going to be squeezed out. Chacham Avadya thought that the wicker effect that we described in other instances was not entirely relevant in the case of the baby wipes, and therefore that was a reason to be matter. We quoted other reasons from other poskim as well. However, he concluded that one should be careful not to use the baby wipes at the end, on the bottom of the barrel, because over there, they have lots of water, and there, you might be more likely to come to squeeze. Many years ago, when I was a young Rebbe in Camp Hask, I had heard someone suggest the exact opposite svara, where he had said that one should use specifically the wettest ones, because the wet ones, you're not likely to come to need to squeeze, because they're so moist. At the end of the day, the only svara I found was the exact opposite in the Sefer Yesodei Halacha. I'd like to now, many, many years later, possibly prove the reason why Chacham Avadya said it this way. Our Gemara, Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, had told us that when it comes to one person who uses 10 towels, we would think that since there isn't a lot of water in it, he might not come to squeeze. Nevertheless, because he's alone, we're afraid he's going to forget and come to squeeze. In contrast, says the Gemara, 12 lines on top of Guf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, if there are many people who have a lot of water in their towel, afilu hani dinefisha beimaya, there's a lot of water, and therefore they're more likely to squeeze. Kivan derabininu mitkriya dadi. So we see from our Gemara, any times there's more water, he's more likely to come to squeeze. Even though one could argue that the water might just be sitting on the outside, and he might not want to squeeze it, nevertheless, the Gemara has this rule, hence the source for Chacham Avadya, that if one is going to use baby wipes, the best of is to use the baby wipes from on top of the box.